Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 113 of the IA Cast. My name is Michael Dowies, and I'm here this week with Aaliyah Dudley.
Hello.
Jason Earls.
Hello, everyone.
And he's back with us, Mr. Jeff Bishop.
Hello, everyone.
I'm scared.
I never laughed.
Well, it's true. He never did leave.
That is true.
But, you know, it's always awesome to have you on the show, Jeff. So that's why I said that. So we have a very packed show for you guys because it's been 2 weeks. Because we were out at CSUN and we did a very long unboxing last Sunday that you will hear as
very
a podcast
soon.
And as a video on YouTube. So you have that to look forward to as well as this episode.
Wear headphones.
Oh, yeah. There may or may not
by
be
the way,
canine contributions to that podcast.
Contributions.
Oh. Contributions.
By the way, I have a comment that I want to make that everything is not as it seems when you meet people in person.
You are never going to stop mentioning that, are you, Jeff Bishop?
If you ever meet Aaliyah, she is a giant.
I am not a giant.
She
I'm
is
5'6". That is not gigantic.
She is tall. She's. It was awesome, and it's all Michael and Aaliyah's fault because I have fallen in love with a new restaurant.
All I have to
say
is
I'm just getting
yum.
This out in the open right now. So, you know, the money that I spend over the next year going to this restaurant, it's going to be all Michael and Aaliyah's fault. I'm just saying it right now. You're going to blow my budget.
So Jeff, so I have to say this. If I was taller than you thought, was my dog shorter than you thought to make up for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, your dog is smaller than I thought, actually, yes. But your dog is amazing. Your dog I had a joyful time playing with. And so yes, it was a great time to see the both of you. So
we will go into more detail on some of the things we're talking about in our full segment yes. at the end about CSUN.
And my pick will be the restaurant. I'm excited to see this.
Oh my.
Oh, I would
had
just
you
like to
seriously
out,
never been would... to one, Jeff?
You know, I had not. We
really?
My son had ordered food from there, but we had never gone there before. And
huh.
so my wife Carrie and I went there and she loves it now too. So this is really dangerous. It's I'll just tell you it's
so it was a good dinner choice
it's
for
God's
Friday.
It's God's gift to many, many things.
Oh my.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yummy, yummy,
I just
yummy,
love
yummy, yummy, yummy.
I just
now all I can think of
I
Jason,
thought you were
please
say,
tell me you remember
yummy,
this.
Yummy, yummy in my tummy, tummy, tummy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now all I can think of, Jason, please
yum,
tell
yum,
me
yum,
you
yum,
remember
yum.
This is do you did you ever watch The Wiggles?
The Wiggles.
Not very often.
So they had a
no,
song about fruit salad and
ew.
And yeah, I know. Anything colored, anything other than meat colored scares you, I'm aware. But
yes, that's right.
But
do you see AI on your plate before you eat your food? Just sure.
But yeah, they had a song about fruit salad and it was talking about how yummy yummy it was and yeah, okay.
Anywho,
I really oh will God. Have a tech pick though, but I will also mention my other one at the end.
I just love that I can order them on DoorDash if I choose to.
You know what?
Now if only I could
shut
get
shut.
If only
your
I
mouth.
Could. If only
don't
I could
even
get,
go there. Don't go. Don't do that to me, Jason. Because
if only I could get
I could
Skyline. If only I could get Skyline chili on DoorDash.
And yeah. we'll and you have to wait to the end of the show to know what restaurant we're talking about.
Indeed,
that's right.
Well, we
gonna
sort of
keep
gave
you
a hint.
In suspense.
We gave a hint for you, sharp-eared listeners.
Indeed, we have.
Mm-hmm. So, on to
just
the
think
news.
Garlic. Just think lots of garlic.
You aren't going to order those either. You are going to be old plain Jane and get the regular ones.
I know, and oh my God, they were amazing. Oh my God, they were so amazing.
All right, on to the news.
Oh.
Finally.
Ooh, sorry,
hey,
Michael.
Hey, the news
golly.
Is kind of food related. It's about apples.
Yes, the news is
about
apples.
It's about apples. It's the kind of food I like.
So,
not garlic covered apples. Oh God, that's
ew.
Not
oh
garlic covered
God.
Apples.
Interesting. Anyway, so
I can't do that anymore.
Now that I just grossed out everybody on the show.
That was really rotten to the core, also.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me think of a sad song.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So on to the news for this week and the last couple weeks, I guess. I mean, Apple's kind of made the news, all of the news, really.
What was this Apple Christmas thing last week? Like, yeah. Come on.
Well, it's all building up to tomorrow's event. Apple quietly released several products.
Yeah. iPad Air and iPad Mini the first day, which, first of all, bringing back the iPad Air line. Wow. And then new iMacs the second day. And the third day, on the third day, there were AirPods.
I have to say, it's really interesting that the iPad Air has a smart connector.
It does.
That's weird.
Well, and then Thursday, they lifted the embargo and allowed people to post their reviews of the iPad. So they had 4 days last week where they kept, you know, things in the mix. And they're continuing to do it this weekend. You know, there's a live stream up right now of the Steve Jobs Theater. Wall Street Journal is posting some late breaking news on pricing plans for the new video and news service, which is going to be $9.95 each, it looks like, according to the Wall Street Journal. So things are popping. I don't know that we'll hear much more today, but all the news will be unveiled tomorrow. And now, how many of you bought AirPods?
Clever misdirection. That'd be hilarious.
I haven't bought AirPods, and I'm sad that I'm not going to make the event. I'm not going to hear the event live because I will be where in class, like a good little student.
I'll be working. I have meetings all morning long, so I will not be able to watch it either.
I will be at work as well. However,
Michael,
I may have some time to tune into the event. We'll see.
Yeah, I haven't been able to watch it live for the last couple of years now.
This is the first time for me.
Stuff. So I'll catch up.
In a while.
Yeah, I'll catch up when I get home. But
right.
I did buy the AirPods.
I will buy them. I just haven't
I will,
yet.
Certainly, but not yet. I don't have the
And Jeff,
cash flow
you,
yet.
You bought a different set than what I would buy. So explain what you purchased.
Okay, well, so people are asking me, you know, well, there's not that much new with the current AirPods. And my justification for buying them is, well, my current ones don't work. So therefore, I guess I'm buying AirPods to get ones that work. I shouldn't say they don't work. Yesterday, I actually got about a half an hour of listen time with them before they died.
Ow!
Which is, pretty bad. But actually, that's pretty long because most of the time, that's not what I get. If I got a phone call, they would last me about 5 minutes.
Yikes!
So it's really bad. The battery in them is really bad. So I looked at the pricing for everyone's knowledge. The prices are $159 for the version of the AirPods without wireless charging, because that's one of the new features. With wireless charging, it's $199. And if you would like the wireless charging case, then you can purchase that for your existing AirPods for, I think it's $79. Is that?
Yeah, $79.99, right.
AKA $80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my thinking was, well, first of all, if I were to buy the $199 product, I would then have to go find a Qi charger that would allow me to charge both my phone and my AirPods. And they're, you know, now I'm looking at another $20, $30, $40 charge. And so for me, for the amount of times that I charge the AirPods case, because remember, you get a number of charges out of these, you know, from a one charge case. You get what, six charges or so? Seven charges
like
out of it?
Six or seven.
Something like that. Yeah. So my justification was, well, I don't really need to spend the extra $40 for as infrequently. It's not like I'm plugging in my phone every day. You know what I mean? So that's my justification for doing it. Now, yes, I may regret it, but I don't know. Probably not. At least not for now. I am looking forward to Hey Siri, because a lot of times when I would tap my AirPods, they would sort of flip out of my ear and I had to catch them, or at least, you know, yeah, it was bad. No, don't do that. My web
search turned something up for because a lot of Jason.
Ow, Jason. I have an iPhone SE sitting over on the windowsill over there. and it's plugged in to a cable. So I'm sorry about that, guys. It will not ring though because it's not connected to a carrier. But apparently, Hey Siri is on. So there you go.
My Siri outtake is better.
Good going there. Good going there, Jeff. So I will have them by Friday of this week, which means that next week's show we can talk about the AirPods.
Jeff,
and we can do an unboxing. Now listen, the coolest feature I think out of all of the features that's coming on the AirPods is the new reduced latency.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah, so I don't know what this means from a voiceover perspective, but apparently there's 30% reduced latency for gaming, for sound, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited
so
about
that's got to mean something, right? I mean, that's got to mean something.
Yeah.
So, see, because that's always been like one of my main gripes with Bluetooth is just, you know, inherently you end up with some latency issues. And so this will be really exciting. And I'm not going to get the wireless charging ones either.
I am because you know that when AirPower comes out, Aaliyah's going to Aaliyah's going to be getting one of those.
Well, and
yeah, but that's the other thing, though. That's going to be $80 at least.
One of the things that Allison Sheridan did on her last episode of NoSillaCast was she talked about a product called the Unravel. And it's basically this Qi charger that actually has three Qi stations, and one of them supports the Apple Watch. And so I think it would be cool to use that for the new wireless charging AirPods, because one of the things that I'm trying to do is to use as much USB-C as possible and as little of Lightning and micro USB and others as possible in my day-to-day life, so I could just carry around a few USB cables and maybe one Lightning cable. And because, you know, my iPad is USB-C, my Surface can charge through USB-C, my Chromebook, my Pixel Buds, my...
Your little red wagon.
I will say this. For traveling, you are right, Michael. If I could just charge everything without having to bring
that would
four
be
or five Lightning cables, man, that'd be awesome. That would be nice.
It would, but the only USB-C thing that I have right now is my Pixel. So... I'm not there yet. My iPad's still Lightning, my phone, obviously. But, you know, so what you're saying, Michael, is you're going to get one of those Unravel ones, and I'm going to get an AirPower, and we're going to compare them.
There we go.
Might as well. So did you guys see, though, speaking of headphones, that I was reading that it was announced that Apple is, or rather Beats, is working on a new version of the Power Beats, I think it was, which are supposed to be truly wireless and released sometime in April?
Huh.
Interesting.
I did not hear that.
What does that mean, truly wireless? What does that mean? Because aren't they now?
No, they have a cable that goes in between the left and right earphone. These are just going to be completely Bluetooth, just like the AirPods, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Back to the AirPods. One of the things that has me very excited is the potential to not have an in-call state while on, you know, any app, like in TeamTalk, where you could use, higher quality over Bluetooth. Or in, you know, while you're doing any voiceover internet app where it doesn't sound like 16K because the microphones are engaged.
Do you think they're going to solve that?
Android already has. And so I think that basically Apple forces all microphones into an in-call state. It's just
one
of the...
Are they going to solve that?
I think they are. I think that the H1 chip, because these microphones are going, while they're in your ears... They're going to always be active. So that has to...
Well, they have to be, right?
Yeah. And I don't think HS is actually going to be done on the AirPods. It's going to be constantly communicating mic data to the phone.
Which is probably why they couldn't increase the battery life of them anymore, because that's going to be a battery suck in itself.
Well hold on, because they increased the battery life for talk time.
For talk time
only. Right, which is done by technology.
Right, and 5 hours for listen.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's a big deal, though. That extra hour of talk time, that's huge.
Well, because, hopefully that'll let... Aaliyah, I think it was you that was talking to me about it, or somebody about it. Somebody was talking to me about it, and somebody brought up the point of, you know, hopefully that'll make it so the AirPods last longer, because, you know, Jeff, I know you're not the only person dealing with diminished... Maybe it was you, Michael. But you know, Jeff, you're not the only person dealing with diminished battery life with the AirPods, especially for early adopters. I'm seeing it even a bit.
Yeah, I'm starting to see it, and I had mine replaced back in September. So that tells you how much I use mine a lot.
I am considering doing the $49 per AirPod upgrade to get the batteries replaced in my old ones, because it would actually be nice to take the older ones when traveling in case one were to get lost. You know, it's probably, it, I don't
when
know.
When did they
I
announce this? Because that seems like a new thing that they're doing.
It is a new thing. It is a new thing.
Okay, when did that come out?
I have no idea, but
probably when the new ones shipped.
I'm in.
Wait, you can upgrade to the new ones now?
Because
No. You can replace the batteries in them. And basically what that's doing is they're going to give you new ones, basically, is what they're going to do.
Oh, interesting.
And they're cheaper because of the fact that they are now the first generation.
Yeah.
So I might. I mean, I'm not seeing serious degradation now, but I might.
I'll trade you.
No. You can keep those now. I don't want your wax or your battery life. Thank you.
Oh, well, I generate a lot of wax.
Ew.
So definitely don't want that.
A tip for
bee.
A tip, really?
A tip for AirPod users. If you do want to clean your AirPods, there's two, and this is from Apple, a spare toothbrush and compressed air will really get the sound back in your AirPods.
Michael did it to mine, and it was drastic. I mean, drastic improvement in sound, because I was having trouble hearing my right one on the bus.
And there's like, what, three? Or isn't there like three different areas where... No, there'd be two different areas where you could have stuff getting in the AirPods of blocking sound, right?
There's two bigger areas and one smaller. So,
yep. Okay, we got one more piece of news that is kind of critical for these upgrades, at least for the AirPods. And that's iOS 12.2.
Yes.
Yeah, that will probably drop tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep. It's going to have to if they're coming out. Some people are saying they're going to get theirs on the 26th. Oof. So it's going to have
Lucky
to be.
Lucky duckies.
I know. I'm not one of those, because mine isn't even shipping yet. Sad, Jeff.
So, Michael, when we should try to go to the Apple store and see if we can get some at some point.
If we can, I'm thinking Friday as well.
Yeah, if we can do it.
Are you guys going to go like 6 hours before they open? So that
pre-order them online.
No, they should have them in the store.
And reserve them in
store.
Have them in
well,
the
that's
store.
True. That's
Don't
true.
Have them in the store Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
Well, we will probably wait till Friday just for beginning of the month
reasons.
They may
not have them.
Oh, I bet they will. I bet they'll get a lot of shipments.
They'll probably do what they do with the phones and the watches. They trickle in a few at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do it the right way, which is pre-order them online and reserve them, you walk into the store and you grab them. That's what I did with my watch. Now, I didn't get the color I wanted, but I did get a watch that way.
Is that trickle-down Apple-nomics?
Aww.
All right, I don't know if we're going to bring this Jeff guy back on. His puns are pretty atrocious, but is that all the news?
Well, let's see. I was just looking at the app, and for shipments, April the 5th for Austin.
That's not awful. Like, the demand's
sure
not as
is.
High
it's
as iPhones.
Weeks.
Not
That's
as much as
long.
You might think. April 1st is what, Monday?
Not this Monday, not tomorrow, but the next.
Next Monday. So it's next Friday.
That's two weeks.
Not, yeah.
That's sad.
It is sad for those of us addicted to things like Amazon Prime and Apple two-day shipping. But it's
Ooh,
not
tomorrow.
As bad as like the iPhone XS
I do
series.
Want mine tomorrow.
Yeah,
because
I do
as people have known on this podcast, AirPods have changed my life. I use them every day to listen to music or be on Team Talk or just to have something, you know, in my ear while I'm working or, you know, they are amazing to me. They are truly spectacular. And, you know, I've had the chance to try out the Pixel Buds and they have a little better quality, but nothing matches the power of the AirPods to be able to hear through them, be able to put one in and charge it. It's really phenomenal. No other, you know, to me, no other that I've tried device does as well with, you take them out of your ear, they're off. Now, they're not perfect. Apple has some software hiccups, but I saw these come out and I have to have some.
Well, it's going to be interesting because one of the things that they're supposed to be able to do is connect to Switch devices, what, up to like 2 times faster, I think, than the original AirPods.
Wow.
Yes, and 1.5 for phone calls.
Oh, wow. Huh?
Wait, what do you mean?
You know, if you get a phone call, it takes quite a while for the AirPods to connect to the phone call itself. So they've increased the speed of that by 1.5%. 1.5 times.
Wow. I'm already in love with these things already, and I don't own them yet.
Do you think they're improving the bandwidth of, connectivity between, say, your iDevice and the AirPods as well? Like, are they using Bluetooth 5.0?
They are Bluetooth 5.
I'm pretty sure these are Bluetooth 5. I don't know that the previous generation were.
No, I think the previous generation were Bluetooth.
And that's going to make...
I think they were 4.2.
That's going to make the biggest difference right there. Just that 5.0 jump, because that's going to allow them to do so many things that the previous generation wouldn't do. Oh, God, I want some right now.
Right now, right now, right now. I'm sorry, but I don't think breaking into the Apple store would work.
No, and they don't have them anyway.
Yeah.
Currently unavailable.
They probably do. They actually probably have them.
Yeah, they probably have them in the back.
They actually probably do right now. So, you know, if you if you knew somebody there and begged and pleaded really hard, you know, maybe, but probably not.
No.
I'm a little disappointed, though, in one respect, because from what I was reading, the design is basically the same as the last generation AirPods. So,
yeah, but what'd you want? Oh, they're not doing the coating thing,
are
they?
And no black ones.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
So I'm still going to have to find some sort of covers. Aaliyah, I think it was you that told me that you could find some place that somebody makes some covers that you will allow you to keep them on your AirPods without having to take them, allowing you to still put them in the charging case without having to take off the cover. So I'm going to have to look into that, because the more I use the ones I have where I do have to take off the covers, it does kind of get annoying, and it would be nice to be able to just have them attached, because they really help for me.
So my son bought these Chinese knockoff AirPod clones, and they came with this really, really cool kind of contraption where you it's like a rope kind of looking thing, and it had two little hooks on each, you know, one hook on one end and one hook on the other, and you hook the AirPod clone into it. And then you wouldn't lose them. Like, if one fell out of your ear, it would just drop down like wired earphones. But it was just to keep them, you know, safe. I don't know why Apple doesn't make something like that and charge, you know, $3 for it or something.
Well, I know somebody does make something like
Apple.
That for AirPods.
Oh.
Right. Somebody does make that for AirPods, though, I think. I think it attaches to, like, the magnets on the bottom or something of the AirPods, and it... supposed to help keep them attached to you if you lose them. But unfortunately, that's not what would solve my particular issue, because mine, when I just wear them for extended periods of time, they just move in my ears, and the seal, what seal there is for something like AirPods anyway, gets modified, and eventually they would just fall out. So
you have funky ears, dude.
More.
So
it's all those beans you put in them.
I know. Yeah. Beans in your ears.
So I've got a question for you guys, not AirPod related, but do you think people will want the new iPad mini or the new iPad Air?
The mini's been due for an update for a while. I don't know about that new Air weird size thing. But the mini, I think mini lovers are going to be more than ready for that.
Yeah, and I got to say, like, the main reason that made me want to get the iPad Pro at the time, part of it was the speakers, but a lot of it was also the smart connector. So now that the Air has a smart connector, I assume that I can't be the only person who would want to get an iPad Pro initially for the smart connector. So that's good for people like that. I don't know if there's any cases right now that support the iPad Air's smart connector, but keyboards that support the iPad Air. But
one of the things that I think we should do, Aaliyah, is take our Logitech case.
Yeah.
Because they're 10.5 inch. And I wonder if it's going to fit in there.
That would be interesting because those cases are now like, what, 70 something bucks on Amazon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that it will because it's pretty form fitting and it snaps in. So I don't know.
We'll see. We'll find out. But what about Apple Pencil support? I know that's not something you guys use, but
I think it's a little disappointing that they don't support the second gen Apple Pencil. I think I remember reading it only supports the first gen.
It does, but putting the charging area for the second gen on the top of that iPad.
Oh, that's
one,
right. That's
they'd
true.
Have to change the form factor so that it would hold still up there. And two, they would have to increase the price by a lot. So, no,
yeah, that's
I'm not
true.
I'm not upset about that. In fact, I'm okay with that because it brings some life back into the first gen pencils.
Yes, that's the way I feel.
Now, are the first gen pencils still $100?
No, they're $89, but
and you can get the Logitech crown.
Oh, that's right. They have crown support.
Yeah.
Crayon yeah, support. Crayon. I just realized I said crown.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Don't worry, I do that too. It's oh. Yeah.
So
in fact, I hope I said it right. Somebody's
no, you
catch
didn't.
Me on this.
No, you didn't.
But we know
yeah,
what you mean.
I know I didn't. I know. I
we know.
Know
what you mean.
I have that word is horrible.
Crayon.
Crayon. Yeah,
no.
So do you say you drank something or you drunk something?
I drunk something. What?
So I think they've now I'm going to get Aaliyah started here.
Ah!
I'm going to talk about something that will push Aaliyah's button. Did you notice
warming up
that the quiet announcements came with tweets.
Button, stop pushing my button.
They had tweets of images of Tim Cook drawing these products with an
Hear
Apple
it?
Pencil with
Hear
no
it?
Alt text.
Hear it?
Michael, you're turning into a fear zombie. Well, now an angry, like, dog zombie thing.
Yeah, Michael, you pushed my button, and I'm really upset about this. You know, and the AirPods one on Wednesday was the one that I saw. I don't know about the other two, but I think it is a shame. Shame, shame, shame. When a product announcement like that is just done through an image, I think it is a word I can't say, shame, because it just seems sticky for a company who claims to really be focused on accessibility and has all these spotlights and stuff, and then they go and do that. I will rant, and I don't want to rant, so I'm going to shut up now.
But basically, they made a bunch of tweets for every product, and the AirPods one, I mean, they're very well drawn, you know, if Tim actually drew those. If he did, that's amazing. But there's no alt text, and Twitter does support alt text of images.
Even text, if he didn't know how to do it, even text written in the tweet would have been fine if he or his agent or whoever was writing that tweet could have just put text in the tweet. Great, but don't just tweet an image.
Well, and you see this, you know, across different sections of the Apple website. I think I've said this before, you know, the accessibility site obviously is great. And I feel like the main page has gotten a lot better than it used to be in before, but I mean, Apple's sites are still not completely uniform from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. But that's all the real time we have for the news. We've taken a lot.
We have.
Well, we could mention that the storage prices for the MacBook Pros have been dropped by a bit.
And if you have $5,000, Apple can give you, what was it, 256 gigs of RAM?
Yeah, 256
Whoa.
Gigs of RAM.
On what?
On an iMac.
On the iMac Pro. Oh, so yeah, you pay $5,000 for the machine, and then another $5,000 for 256 gigabytes of RAM. I want.
No.
Bad boy.
But yes. But just no.
No, but yes.
No, but yes. But
all the no.
No, if I had $5,000, I'd probably end up spending it on a keyboard.
That is four times the RAM of my Lenovo. They should throw in a lot of things for that.
They should throw in a they should throw in one of the pencils for that price.
Right.
But yeah. So this week we wanted to talk again about our amazing training program. So Aaliyah, since that's your area.
Sure. So our training is $18 an hour, and it focuses on many areas, including iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, and various other things inside of those platforms. We can also train on note takers and talking book readers and Amazon Kindle stuff. And the list is pretty wide. So if you are interested in getting trained on a device, or if you know somebody who is, we even do app development training. So very cool stuff there. And if you know anybody who is interested in training, or if you're interested, head over to iaccessibility.net/training. With your first purchase, you get an extra hour free. And if you have any questions, you can email training@iaccessibility.net.
All right, so now on to our main topic of the week. And
we're going to talk about giants at CSUN.
Fee, fi, fo, fo. Oh.
Well done. So we went to CSUN, except for Jason. He had to hold down the fort.
Yeah. Thank him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Yes.
Thank you for posting 112.
Yay, thank you for that very much.
And editing and doing all the things.
Hopefully soon you will be there with us at CSUN.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree, guys? It's an amazing experience just being there among the people. Like, you know, you walk by and you hear conversations, or you hear people, it's like, whoa, that's so-and-so. Especially that Jeff Bishop guy. He's famous. So.
That's Jeff Bishop. No. He's a giant.
I mean, you know when so you remember when I came out and we talked about CSUN, and I said that really the key thing about CSUN is the interaction with the people that are at the actual conference.
Right.
Well, that was exceptionally true again this year.
So many.
In fact, I would even go as far as to say that as far as product announcements, I don't know what you all think.
Boring.
But I didn't really think that there were a few, but there was nothing that, you know, you left going, holy smokes, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But there were definitely some really cool things, you know, that were there. But I think, now when I say products, I'm specifically talking about, you know, Braille displays, you know, Braille note takers, you know, those types of things. There was nothing new that was like, whoa. I did get a chance to put my hands on the Polaris,
and the Q-Braille.
I spent quite a bit of time with that, and the Q-Braille. Yes, I did. Yeah,
hey, I'm sorry. That
honestly,
thing is
I
nice.
Was a little. It is nice, but I think I'm more impressed with the Polaris for what my needs are.
How is it built? How is it built?
It's very, very light. Nice? I also saw the new L-Braille, and that thing. Do you want to comment on that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Aaliyah? Yeah.
I feel like, and this is, I don't want to sound offensive to Vispero, but I feel like the L Braille is better as a weapon than a computer. The thing is heavy. Extremely heavy. And I feel like I could get a decent, a 40 cell Braille display and a well specced out laptop for the same or less than the L Braille.
Well, but
now,
but
how much
I
is
will
the
say
L Braille?
This, though.
Did I really just say Ale Braille?
The Ale Braille is like $5,300 or something like that.
It's, yeah, you could get yourself an iMac Pro for that money.
But it wouldn't have 256 gig of RAM, though.
No.
But listen, I think that there's a market for the Ale Braille. I think that you know, it's quite interesting. You know, it's basically a Windows machine in a very compact form factor. Allowing someone to be pretty portable with that, and yeah, it's a bit heavier. It's heavier than
the
talked with them
mate.
About that, and that's yeah, it's because of the battery, I think, in it.
Are they using an i5 supported by Microsoft in this one?
Hmm?
Are they using a CPU that's actually supported by Microsoft in this one?
They're using an i5, and what I was told is that they are now on the cycle where when the i7s are approved for the device, then they'll be able to upgrade it next year, is what I was told. So that's pretty neat. So, you know, there's definitely a market for it. It was just a little bit heavier than I thought it was going to be, personally.
Yeah, it's junky. It's
yeah,
huge.
Yeah. It's still pretty lightweight on SSD. I think it's like 128 or 160 number. Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like a 160.
Yeah, it had a weird number. And but honestly, if you were to use OneDrive and keep everything in cloud and only pull the things down that you need, you probably could get away with that if you just use things like Word, Excel, PowerPoint. You know, Winamp and a few other applications, you probably could get away with it on that device. So, you know, there's definitely going to be a market for it. And I'm glad that there's such a device out there, but,
I am too. I'm looking at that and
the Polaris, and I haven't decided on which one I'm going to get yet.
I would probably go for the Polaris personally, just because, well, does the L Braille have some sort of like video anything
it does.
In case like
it does.
You end up losing speech?
That I don't know, but it does have the ability of projecting the video out to a monitor.
That's something at least.
Yeah, so
and
you
I'm
can,
sure you could
you
run narrator.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
it's Windows.
I've lost speech enough in Windows where I just don't know that I personally would feel comfortable having a Windows machine that doesn't actually have a display of some kind.
Now, the cool thing about the Polaris, which I did not know at the time, is that it does support PowerPoint viewing as well as Excel and Word.
Natively.
Natively,
Which the Braille Note now, does not.
Right. Now, I have not had a chance to try PowerPoint slides on it yet. So I'm looking for someone that I can speak to about that. But, you know, that is something that I'm very intrigued by, because honestly, that's one of the main reasons why I want to get a device such as this for things like doing presentations at work and things like that. I would love to be able to. Right now I'm using speech for that, and it's really tough. Right. It would be so much better to be able to sit there and read that material
as you're presenting,
like speaker notes and things like that. That would be one of the key things I would need to find out. Does the Polaris support speaker notes? And I don't know the answer to that one. So
now both of the Polaris and the Braille Note Touch, they both have access to Google Play, correct?
Yeah, they do.
That's cool though, because of course, obviously, you know, Microsoft apps do exist in the Play Store. So
I think it's Lollipop that's supported on the Polaris.
Is that right?
Yes.
Than that.
Yes, it's Lollipop.
I think it is.
Yeah,
Lollipop.
I don't think it's newer than that. I don't think it's newer.
Oh,
right,
okay,
but
that
I
might pose
think.
Some problems.
What version number is Lollipop?
Five.
Five? Isn't that the baseline that they're using now for a lot of apps?
Yes.
Five or newer?
Yes.
I've seen a couple six or newer.
Well, yes, you're going to. But five is still supported. The thing is, though, unlike the Braille Note Touch, Hims has said they can update that. And I'm sure that now the Braille Note Touch Plus is out. They will probably make a...
That's what I'm worried about. Effort. I'm about to get one.
Well, I think you will be able to update the firmware on it to a new Android version, unlike the Braille Note. Yes, I do. I do think.
That would be nice.
So for me, I've let you guys talk and kind of been taking it in, but I think, believe it or not, one of the things that I thought was more, you know, the interactions like Jeff said, but as far as products... Microsoft, for me, blew it away. Soundscapes, the Soundscapes team.
Stop stealing my pick.
I'm going to let you talk about it as your pick, but, you know, just they did a scavenger hunt, and that was just the coolest thing I've ever done at a conference. I was really impressed by that. I would love to do more events like that at conferences, so I was very impressed by that. I was very impressed by all the artificial intelligence that... You know, we're seeing automatic alt text for images in Chrome and in other areas. I'm just blown away by what we're seeing in mainstream, really, and not necessarily the AT companies. I feel like the AT companies are trying to keep up with what accessibility is coming up from mainstream organizations.
Which is kind of weird.
To me, that is a good kind of crazy, if that makes sense. Because, like, I never would have thought, maybe even, like, 3 years ago, that that would ever be the case. And now, you know, here we are. I think we're in a really amazing time as far as technology is concerned. And, you know, Michael, talking about Microsoft, I got to say, I do like what they have done to seeing AI. I like the Photo Explorer features, but I think really for me, it's the ability to show and hide, reorder your channels just like you can with the VoiceOver Rotor. I think that's really, really nice.
You know, the other thing that Microsoft did that really blew me away, and this goes back to Soundscapes. We were there watching a Soundscapes demo, and they were talking about the scavenger hunt and doing all these things, and there was a guy sitting next to us. And he says, well, I can't use Soundscapes when I go home because I'm in Japan and it's not in our app store. And they said, no problem. We're just going to make you an insider and put you on our insider builds. And that way you can use it at home. And that just was awesome to me. It just.
Oh, that's cool.
That.
Yeah. Just, well, and spinning off of that. You know, you see a lot of mainstream people at CSUN. So you see Microsoft, Google, Amazon. And I have to say, unfortunately, Microsoft, and fortunately for them, unfortunately for others, Microsoft was the most receptive to feedback of all three of those companies. And it showed in how welcoming they were of people at their booth, in the questions they asked, in the attention they gave every person that walked up. And Microsoft had open office hours where people could come in and get questions answered. I went and talked about some Visual Studio stuff. I talked about a couple different things, some Office Online things that I was confused about. And I got answers. And if I didn't get an answer, I got, let me take your email and I'll get back to you. And I think that was really cool to see a mainstream company really interested in user feedback.
You know, I went to the Google booth and I was going to talk about, since I have a Chromebook, there are some magnification issues that I'm really not a fan of. And they have not been fixed in years. And there's some issues with ChromeVox. And so I was going to sit down with one of the guys there and they were like, well, you could tell me about them, but honestly, the best way to submit feedback is just through wherever he told me to go in Chrome, which I couldn't even remember at 5 seconds after leaving their booth. So I did not get the best vibe from them on their feedback. And Amazon was very, very, here's what we got.
Bye.
And you know, they were doing user studies and different things, but I didn't feel like it was as personable, you know, as the other thing is a lot of the AT vendors. And I understand that some of the people that work at those booths are blind, but you could be standing there for 5 or 10 minutes and people will not notice you. So it's very much you could tell who the people who are taking it seriously are.
Which I think is really a shame because I feel like if you're going to go to an assistive technology conference, you really should be receptive to feedback and willing to talk with people. Because, you know, in the case of Google, I know that, like, you know, for ChromeVox, they do have the ChromeVox Discuss group, and they do have, you can hit, I think it's ChromeVox A and then I, which is funny because ChromeVox AI. Get it? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you can submit
that
feedback.
That went over well.
Yeah, I know. But you can submit feedback that way. But the problem I have is that there doesn't seem to be an obvious way to say, you know, what I'm submitting is not necessarily a defect, which is what it seems to default to. It's an enhancement request. And it could just be me in my, you know, unfamiliarity with their bug reporting system, but it's, I don't know.
But, you know, when we talk about interactions, it was so amazing to get to meet people at the conference. To me, the Friday night we were there, we got to meet up with JJ Meadow, Shelley Brisbane, and Jordan Castor. It was really cool getting to meet up with them. And my favorite time of the conference was at our lunch on Friday. We got to meet some amazing people. We got to have lunch with the Jeff Bishop, you know, that guy.
The giant Jeff Bishop.
Giant Jeff. That's his new name. Giant Jeff. We got to have lunch with, well, we had lunch and dinner with Jeff pretty much the whole time, but also with Shelley Brisbane, who was on the podcast last time, and Allison Sheridan and Steve Sheridan, who we hope to have on the show very soon. And they told us about some amazing, amazing podcasts. I've started listening to her shows, and one of them is really amazing to me, The Programming by Stealth, because I'm a programmer and just love that kind of stuff. So I love all of her shows. We had lunch last year, and this is our second year we had lunch. And so it was just amazing to get to meet up with everybody again. And we really appreciate and really enjoyed, Allison, your shout out on your last NoscillaCast. That was really awesome.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And it was really, you know, well done. So it's awesome. So, Jeff, was there anything else, interactions you've had when you weren't with us, that, you know, meant right. a lot to you that, you know, you want to talk about?
Well, again, you know, being able to meet and talk to just, you know, people at the conference, and also just seeing people that you really admire and respect, and being able to talk with them about specific issues and things of that nature. I really, really enjoyed that. And that's really the highlight of the conference for me. Great time. Great time was had by all. And we didn't get much sleep. I'll say that.
Yeah. And the cool thing is that that hotel was wonderful.
It really was.
Everything was on one floor. It was really well done. And it's going to be there for another 4 more years at least.
And if you were on a budget, $12 pizzas.
I'm just going to bring up the pizza. By the way, that's not the...
if you're not on a budget, $20 burgers.
more like $25 when you had a tip.
Well, that's true. And a drink.
And a drink, yeah.
That was...
But the pizzas were great, though.
The price of one burger, drink, and a tip was about how much it cost for Aaliyah and I both to have burgers at the... specialty burger place here.
Mystery place.
Well, no. The one here called Hop Dottie. It's an Austin.
That one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we got.
I was going to say, the place we went to was a little more expensive than that.
It was, but I paid
$25. But it was marvelous.
I paid $25 and I had a burger, fries, and fried pickles. So it wasn't that bad. And the freckled lemonade.
And
touch.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can't forget the freckled lemonade.
So, do you guys have any final thoughts about CSUN before we wrap up today?
Let's go next year.
We'll be there.
All right. Let's get Jason there, too.
I agree.
That would actually would be really cool. But, you know, all I really have to say, I guess, is that while there may not have been a lot of new announcements from CSUN this year, I still think that we're in a great time technologically. I mean, just the fact that, like, you know, you have AT companies who are catching up to mainstream companies for some of their accessibility efforts is crazy. That, like, really breaks my brain in a very good way.
Don't you mean the mainstream? Don't you mean the mainstream companies are catching up to the AT?
No, because mainstream in some ways is ahead of the AT. In some ways. He said it right.
Yeah. Okay.
Like with
Oh my God.
I was like, wait a minute.
No, he got it right. I did want to mention one other thing. Did any of you get to go by the San Francisco Lighthouse booth?
No, I did not.
Okay, so they were printing out maps for people. So you would give them your address, and then they would print out these Braille maps of your neighborhood they are the coolest looking things. You can order them from them, you know, on their website and get even more detailed maps if you want.
I actually got
so
to
that
see
was kind of cool.
I got to see those a few years ago because they've been doing that for a while. And they
yeah,
had
they've been doing it for a while. Yeah,
they had a thing here in South by Southwest, and me and a few friends got to go hang out with them before they did their presentation and got to see some of that stuff, and it was really cool.
Yeah, but they had a printer so right on the table, you know. And you
oh just, wow! Here, give me right your there.
Yeah, right there. Like, you know, and you just give them your address, and they're like, okay, hold, you know, give us 2 minutes, and we'll print you up a map.
That's cool. You know, we'll have to do that. Bam.
So do they like get their map data from Google or something? I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
See, my only problem with getting a map like that, other than it would be cool to like have a copy of where things physically were at that time period, and you know where what businesses were there and everything, is that businesses and stuff change, and I just
yeah
I don't know, I'm torn between it would be really really cool.
So they could do it two ways. They could print out this longer looking view, which is basically streets, right? So you don't get any of the businesses and all of that along the routes, or you can print out a more narrow view, but then it gives you all of the street, all of the businesses along the path. So I'm going to request a few more of these, for example, where I work and, you know, for my neighborhood here and for my neighborhood at home back in Tucson.
That's really cool.
How much did they charge for these things?
I don't know. I'll find out. We'll put it in the show notes. We'll put a link there.
All right. Well, I think that's going to have to do it for this week, but there's so much more we could talk about, but you know.
Food. Let's talk food.
Yes. Let's talk about our picks. So I think Jeff is very excited to start us off today. So Jeff, what is your picks for this week?
I have two picks. So I have the food pick and then I see, you know, food pick and then a tech pick. So my food pick is Red Robin.
Yum. Yes,
Red Robin. Now my son David has gotten Red Robin before via DoorDash, but we've never gone there to eat. And Michael and Ilya took me there while at CSUN, and I am now addicted, and I will be going more frequently. And yes, absolutely marvelous. Marvelous. Now, my other pick is Eero Plus, which is part of the Eero Mesh router plan here. Now, the reason I bring this up is it's actually a pretty significant deal, because you get, with the $99 price tag, you get a 1 year subscription to 1Password. You get a 1 year subscription to Malwarebytes Premium, and you get EncryptMe VPN, which is also around $99 a year. So it's actually a pretty decent deal. So we've talked about Eero before on the show. I don't know that I talked specifically about it. I may have. That's what we decided to go with. We figured, well, we got Amazon devices all over in this house. It's not going to make one more difference to have another one. But so if you're looking at getting a mesh network and you're looking at Eero, just paying the $99 yearly price to get a bunch of additional features added to the router, you get a lot more than just that. So it's a good deal. So those are my picks. Ways to get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me by emailing jeff.bishop@iaccessibility.net, or you can tweet me at Jeff Bishop, JeffBishop.
All right. And Jason, how about you?
So my pick is actually Google News. And it really stemmed from some frustration I was having with Apple News, where you're reading a story and then all of a sudden VoiceOver jumps to the back button. It's been broken for way too long, and that's all I'm going to say on that particular topic. So moving on, the nice thing about Google News is that it does seem to be laid out similarly in some aspects to Apple News, and it did a good job of like populating my news feed with stories that I was interested in, almost as if I were in Apple News. It was kind of scary, but kind of cool. You can install it on basically like all of the smartphone type devices. They have it on Google Play, of course. They have it on the App Store. And it's pretty nice. The only thing I don't like about it is it seems to, when you're reading an article, it, I think it like displays the actual web page of the article, which in some aspects is fine. But of course, you have more ads to deal with that VoiceOver sees that you may not have to deal with in Apple News. But other than that, it seems to be pretty nice. And so that is my pick. As far as where people can get a hold of me, you can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iaccessibility.net. You can search for me on Facebook. Just search for Jason Earls. And you can also follow me on Twitter at JDE91. That's Juliet Delta Echo 91. Oh, and if you do end up adding me to Facebook, please let me know that you have found me from the IA cast.
Excellent. And Aaliyah, what is your pick and contact info?
My pick for this week is Microsoft Soundscapes. It produces, it places your landmarks in your environment in a stereo field. So it can help you to understand where things are in your immediate environment. So for example, if your favorite Red Robin is on the right, it will come out of your right headphone. So headphones are important in this, but also you could use them with either Aftershocks or Bose frames, and you can then have your ears free. So it will place those landmarks around you, and as you turn, the location of those landmarks changes, which is really nice. You can set your own landmarks for things and have them tracked constantly so that you would hear a tone when you were facing straight at them, or a clicking sound indicating what side the landmark is on. And that's just a basic overview of what the app can do. It's meant to be used alongside turn-by-turn directions if you need those, or by itself if you don't. And it's very neat, and it's free. So, best ever. It's only available for iOS right now. It is certainly very useful. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can do so. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's Aaliehah, at iaccessibility.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at blindcowgirl199.
All right. So for me, my pick is something that was announced at CSUN. It was announced beforehand, but it came out at CSUN, and that is Google Lookout. And apparently this only works on certain phones, certain Pixels. Android phones, Pixels. I didn't realize that, and that kind of stinks because, you know, it's a great app. But basically, you can use it to see what's in your environment, read short text, kind of like Seeing AI. And it's a really cool app because it'll read short text, like I said, and it will read, you know, what's around you. But it also can be used to identify people. It's very similar to Seeing AI. I don't feel like it works as well, and it will suck your phone's battery dry.
Yes, but
for Android, it's pretty cool. There's product identification. There's a lot of the same features. I think it needs to be baked a little bit more. I don't know that it's quite done, but I think it's a great app, and I like to play with it. So that's my pick for the week. As for where people can find me, you can find me posting content for iAccessibility. You can email me at MikeDoise, that's MikeDoise, at iAccessibility.net. You can find me on Twitter at MikeDoise, Facebook, just search for Michael Doise and let me know that you heard about me on the IAcast. And you can also find me at my website, MichaelDoise.com, and all over the web. Just do a web search. And you could also find me posting shortcuts, because I haven't really talked about this much here, at beyondthegallery.app. So you'll find a lot of my shortcuts there. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But I think this has been a great episode of the IAcast. I want to thank everybody who's been part of the editing process. This is going to be a, you know, bit of a doozy. It's been long and there's been some cuts. So thank you guys for everything you do. And thank you everybody that's been on the stream, and everybody in our audience that listens each week to the show. You guys mean a lot to us, and you know, like we say on our closing, we want to hear your feedback, so we'll welcome that. So we will see you all next week. Thank you everybody for being here, and this has been another episode of the IAcast. So bye guys.
Bye.
Hey everyone.
Bye everybody.
This show has been brought to you by the IACast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iaccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility1. Facebook? Search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android and keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website and get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iAcast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.